I wrote.
I got the card, thanks.
Did you? Yeah.
You have not only a great number one line for them, but the number two line, I think, saw last night out of offense, out of that, too. What do you face in Colorado's attack tonight?
Well, Colorado really, as an organization, has turned the corner. I think we saw that last year in their push they made at the end and what they did in the playoffs, and they just continued it this year. And I think the addition to Kadri is really giving them much needed depth in the forward position, and then they got some of those kids back there on D that have really helped them. So fun team to watch. It's they're considered a high end team in this league, so it should be a fun one.
Similar to Boston in that top line and what they can do if in all situations, especially if you go short.
Yeah, it seems in today's game every team seems to have one line that's been loaded up a little bit. But this group's, they kind of made a name for themselves last year as a group, and it's a good luxury to have as a coach when you can keep them together, split them up, and they kind of help everybody out. But when they're together, they're pretty dynamic.
When you face, and we assume you face their other goalie tonight, when you don't have a lot of familiarity with them, there's not a lot of scouting on them, how much do you guys talk about a goalie that you haven't faced before?
Well, Franz does a really good job. He pre-scouts both guys. The one thing for me is you really can't get caught up too much in that, in the sense that whoever's playing is a National Hockey League goalie, and it's more about us, like where we're putting, how's our shot volume game going? How are we, are we doing all the right things around the net? And if you're putting yourselves in positions to score, you're giving yourself a better chance. So regardless of the goalie, that shouldn't matter for us. We just got to, keep building on what we did in Boston, and things should be all right.
How encouraged are you with your guys' performance in Boston, considering it was coming at the end of that long road trip, guys were tired, and it came against a really good team in Boston?
Well, we've taken some pretty positive steps. They've been baby steps, but they're positive steps. And I liked a lot of facets of our game. Hopefully we can take a forward step in our special teams tonight. But the guys have been working hard and they bought in. And we just got to continue that, though. It's consistency has been our issue, and so now it just can't be a couple in a row. We have to keep going here. And I think the quality of our opponent is probably going to help that a lot too, because the next three at home are all against playoff caliber teams. So, but this will be a good test. I think they're the only.
Without a regulation loss.
Should be a good one.
Is there an emphasis on matchups at all? When you looked at the Toronto game, it seemed like you were able to get Cirelli's line out there quite a bit. Are you looking to do the same? It was a little bit looser against Boston and Montreal.
Yeah, it's a little different at home. Especially you look at these teams in the West that, everybody in the league knows everybody, but you only play them twice. It's a different, it's just kind of a different feel of a game. Cirelli's lines, they do a pretty good job, usually when they're set up with their assignment. And it's not always a hard match, but you try and get your, guys have their assignments, you try and get them out against the guys you want. And I'm sure Cirelli will be out there against those big boys a few times.
With the defense. Are you still learning things about this team? And if so, what did you learn about them on this road trip?
I think you're always learning with your team, regardless. We've had a common core, and even myself, been here for a while. Our job as coaches is to not, when things are drifting away, is to put them back on the rails. And the one good thing about the team is they understand that as well. We've had look at a Carolina game and our Ottawa game, it probably weren't our best efforts. We challenged the team and they responded, and I think that's, not that you had to learn anything about our team, but they do respond well.
With the defensive pairings, that the way they're structured right now, and keeping an idea that they're always fluid, but the way that they're structured right now, do you find a balance from in terms of strengths of the defensemen?
Stylistically, I don't know. We're just trying to put the guys in the best positions for everybody to succeed as a group, and you look for chemistry between guys. Sometimes it's there, and sometimes it's not, and that can be on a daily, weekly, monthly, you know, rhythm that players have together. So we ultimately, you look at the minutes of the defense, and they play a lot. And guys play in different situations, whether it's special teams or not. But you're trying to help the guys out. And I don't think sitting here saying, well, these two guys have to play together because they're the matchup pair. We've got a pretty good group of defensemen that we're really happy with. We think that as everybody's growing now, all these guys can play against whoever in the league. So it's just getting the chemistry, and that's why we switched things around a little bit.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.